Hi, welcome to the Dylan Podcast, where we discuss random things for your enjoyment. Today's episode of the podcast, we will be discussing a topic which is what drives our interest in the crime genre. And here with me today in this special episode, we are joined by Mr. Arnold and Mr. Wilson. And they will also be giving their opinion on the topic and what they believe drives our interest or the audience's interest in crime and why it's such a popular source of entertainment or something that lots of people like to listen to or to watch. In the crime genre, there are two categories: true crime and crime fiction. True crime is crime that has happened in the real world and is a story based on true events. Crime fiction, on the other hand, is a made-up fictional version of a crime committed by a fictional character or thing written by an author for entertainment. True crime stories are also made for entertainment. However, the actual crime itself has been committed in the real world without an author's control. Okay, back to the topic. So, I will first discuss what drives, or what I believe drives, our interest in the crime genre. Well, a reason why I believe the crime genre is very interesting to the audience is because of suspense, and because suspense is built up throughout a story, captivating the audience. This will always leave the audience engaged with the story and following the clues and trying to solve the crime. A trope of the crime genre which links to this fact is the red herring, which sets up for a plot twist, completely surprising the audience. For those who don't know, a red herring is a literary device the author intentionally uses to mislead the audience, adding to the surprise of the plot twist. A red herring is used in many ways, from misleading characters to misleading clues. In true crime, an example of a red herring may be a falsely accused person or even a suspect, which is thought to have committed the crime but later has been found innocent. In crime fiction, an example could be a clue leading to a person which is actually found to be innocent. The red herring is used in true crime and in crime fiction. However, it is different in crime fiction because an author intentionally used it to captivate the audience by the use of a plot twist. Next up to talk is Mr. Wilson, who will give his opinion on what he believes drives our interest in the crime genre.
Hi, my name is Alistair Wilson. I'll be talking about crime with Dylan Katz. Thanks, Dylan, for inviting me. Yeah, today I'll be talking about how clues drive the audience's interest in crime. The clues in crime keep the audience always engaged throughout the story. Since clues are always found throughout the story, it puts the responder in a detective mindset, following the clues and trying to solve the crime. The most fun part of watching crime or being part of a crime story is guessing who's the culprit. And, you know, that's why it's probably so popular, you know, that's my opinion.
Thank you, Alistair, for your reasons. That was a very interesting opinion there. Now, here to the right of me is Mr. Arnold to give his opinion on the topic. So, Gus, what will you be talking about today?
Today I'll be talking about how easily accessible crime is to the average reader. Because the crime genre isn't known for using any big words or hard-to-understand concepts, anyone can pick up a book or watch a movie of the crime genre and understand what's going on and still enjoy it as much as someone who has a more advanced understanding of literature.
Thank you, Gus. That was an excellent opinion there. I think that wraps up our episode, and I think we had a few very good points there on the main topic, which was what drives our interest in the crime genre. And those points were the red herring, which leaves the audience captivating and keeps them coming back to the crime genre, clues, which keeps them engaged throughout the whole entire story, and how Gus discussed How anyone of all levels of reading or all levels of understanding can just pick up and just be completely engaged in the crime genre. So that's the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed and see you for the next one.